Israel. It's not just some far-off place mentioned in the Bible. The Malaysian airline crash isn't the only news coming out of Ukraine. And helping missionaries is more than just giving them money. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News. We're a news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Gaza, Israel, Hamas, Palestinians, rejected ceasefires, invasion. Is there a simple way to explain what's going on there? Well, not really, says E3 Partners' Tom Doyle.
It's a terrible situation to be in. It's a no-win for them.
Israel launched a ground offensive Thursday after days of rocket fire from Gaza. Civilian casualties on all sides are growing.
Gaza City is a very densely populated area, and so are the refugee camps.
Caught in the crossfire are the Christians. Most of them can't leave. It's hard to imagine anything other than survival in a time like this, but Doyle says
the believers that live in Gaza are always so focused on what will really bring change to the 26-mile strip, and it's the light of Jesus Christ.
Can you believe it? They're not running, even if they could, but they are asking you to join them in prayer. Let's pray a wall around them, okay? Pray for boldness, safety, and opportunity.
The believers in Gaza right now are convinced that this is their time to be there, that God has a reason for them to be there.
Next, a Malaysian Airlines crash isn't the only big thing happening in Ukraine. Baptist Global Response partners say between 30 and 40 new refugees arrive every day from towns taken over by separatists. Now, many families have left with just the clothes on their back, so churches are providing food, shelter, and most importantly, the hope of Christ. You can help, too. More refugees need help through BGR. This is Mission Network News. Don't expect a million-dollar answer to a 10-cent prayer. That's what Paradise Bound Ministries is reminding us. They're asking for heartfelt prayer for a village in Guatemala that's fighting a battle all of us face, even if we don't know it. Can you guess what it is? It's the battle of a warm relationship with Jesus versus cold, empty religion. Would you ask God that with the construction of new homes, the families will have a relationship with Jesus, the one who's built the heavenly home for them? Meanwhile, have you noticed runners' feet are far from beautiful, unless you recognize their purpose at least? Reach Global invites you to run the original Athens Marathon and raise awareness about God's work in Greece. What's the Christian population there? 0.25%. And when the rest are told about Jesus, Tom Becker of Reach Global Europe says
they are responding well. I think the outreaches in Athens are very personal, and so they're coming in and getting to know the families. And so as families get to know that Christians are relational people and are really interested in them, they're very interested in responding to that.
Find out more in the full article at our website. For you non-runners, here's an easy way to help.
The Athens City team really needs prayer to know how to invest its energies between the Bible College, the church plants in the Kitsale neighborhood, the work with the immigrants, refugees. They just need wisdom and discernment to know how to work best.
And what's the best way to help missionaries? You probably are thinking, give them money. But Advancing Native Missions CEO Oliver Asher says they get a different answer from workers they support.
When people think about missions, a lot of time they think about the resources, the finances, the personnel. But the request that we get the most is for prayer.
You can download the A&M Prayer Guide for free by going to missionnetworknews.org. Would you mind praying for a Native missionary today? Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through some suffering? Maybe you are. Well, we've got a book to help you. It's called Learning to Suffer God's Way, Discovering Purpose in Suffering by Donald Zoller, free from Sat7. It can help you turn suffering from an imposition to a blessing. Get your free copy. Just call us at 1-800-995-4828. Or there's a link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.